You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as you all know, talking about women and dating and all of that stuff, that is extremely low-hanging fruit. It is just so damn easy. However, I'm going to switch gears for this rant and talk about Cuckafornia. Yeah. What's one of the Democrats' favorite sayings? Never let a good tragedy go to waste, which is exactly what they're doing out here. Now, we all know Cuckafornia has just the absolute most expensive things in America. Everything out here is marked up. Now you see the gas is steadily going up if you're out here. Yeah, some of these, you know, small news segments are not lying. Yes, there are places in LA where gas is $8 a gallon, which is one of many reasons why for the next few weeks, it's going to be pretty chaotic for me. Why? Because Operation Exodus is now in play. Yes, gentlemen, I've always said when the time came, I was going to get the fuck out of Cuckafornia. And that time is now. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be deciding which state that I'm going to move to, trying to secure a place, all that good nonsense. I am done with Cuckafornia. And it's not going to get any cheaper. The place that I'm in now, yeah, they wanted to do an extension on my current lease, but they said, oh, your lease terms are going to go up. The cost is going to go up. Oh, wow. So they're saying, yeah, they want $2,000 a month for a studio. I said, yeah, no, I'll go ahead and put in my 30-day notice to vacate. Yeah, it is absolutely sickening the way things continue to rise out here in Cuckafornia. But hey, more and more people are fleeing. They're going like a bat out of hell. And miss me with the whole, oh, I just can't afford to leave. No. If you really want to, you're going to make it happen. Which is something that I find extremely hilarious. When you see all these women out here talking about, oh, it's so expensive. Oh, rent is so expensive. Well, I'm going to look at it from a landlord perspective and why they're requiring more for people to rent. And my primary focus is going to be Charlie 19 and the rent moratoriums. Mm-hmm. That right there did so much damage to the rental market. And I'm not just talking about out here in Cuckafornia. I'm talking about nationwide. Any place that had rent moratoriums in place where people didn't have to pay their rent, that absolutely destroyed the rental market, in my humble opinion. Hell, I'll use myself as an example. When me and the meat sack decided to part ways right before the shelter in place or the lockdowns, you know, were put into place out here in Cuckafornia, I went to a leasing office and said, "Hey, I'd like to move in." The guy at the desk said, "Hey, here's the security deposit. Can you pay that?" "Yes, I can." Paid my security deposit, secured the apartment. No need for a credit check, no need for none of that stuff. But I was willing to give it anyway. So he was like, "Oh, okay. You're retired military, yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. You can move in at the first of the month. No problems. However, now with the requirements of income, I can understand." Why? Because they don't want problem tenants. Now, of course, there are some shady landlords out there that will do the application fees. That was something else that I didn't have to go through. But now you have to do an application fee, which in my humble opinion is a complete and total scam. You're giving people money to apply to give them more money in the form of rent. But like I said, there are some shady landlords out there that will, they have no problems taking the application fee if the apartment is even up for rent. And you have to ask yourself, do they have more people trying to rent that same apartment? So they got more people, you know, putting in those application fees for the same place. So they're raking in all that money, but at the same time, finding a reason to disqualify you. But that is something that I can definitely go into in a later video. But yeah, people are not paying their rent. A lot of landlords were getting stiffed. They were getting stuck with bills. And of course, trying to evict someone is absolutely a horrible process. But yeah, that, like I said, in my humble opinion, is a big reason why the rental market is so fucked up here in America. But these women out here are talking about, "Oh, we got to live in our cars and this, that, and the other." Yeah, mobile homelessness, as I coined. I have no sympathy for those women. I don't. I really don't. Because they know if they got themselves a good man and actually submitted to him and got on his program, they wouldn't have to worry about living in their cars. But insofar as Cuckafornia, a lot of people want to stay homeless out here because of the weather. And we all see how fucked up the budgeting was and how they pretty much took all that money. And of course, Gruesome Newsom, that snake, he vetoed every single audit that was proposed. Why would he do that? Oh yeah, he's got his fingers in everything. And speaking of things, utilities going up, electricity. There was a while where I literally did not pay any electricity bills because my electricity usage was so damn low. However, now, all of a sudden, a flat rate of $79 a month. Even when I didn't use a lot of electricity, it still got stuck at that rate. Then you got SDG&E talking about, "Oh, we're trying to help you save." No, you're not. No. No. If you look back in history, there was a big strike among the trash collectors. What happened? That got tacked on to rent. Yeah. And there's some crazy thing called hot water energy that's also part of the rent out here in Cuckafornia. Yeah, it's insane. This state is always finding a way to nickel and dime the residents. Now, of course, with the billionaires fleeing, people are like, well, what about the taxes? What about the billionaires paying taxes? No, 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 no. See, they got the fuck out of Dodge. So all of those taxes are going to go straight down to the middle class. Yeah. Yeah. Insane, isn't it? But most people will find a crazy reason to justify still living out here. Why? Because they're faking it. They're simply faking it. However, myself, yeah, I know when to bow out. I know when to tap out. You know what? Cuckafornia has become completely unaffordable for yours truly. So, hey, I'm getting the fuck out of Dodge while the getting's good. Yeah, vehicle registration every damn year. Yeah, that's, once again, that's another scam. Yeah, but yeah, all in all, when it comes to cuckafornia, hey, the people who want to still stay out here and work themselves into an early grave trying to keep up with the cuckafornia lifestyle, hey, they can have it. They can have it. They can have it. So yeah, at this point, like I said, gents, next few weeks are going to be pretty chaotic. But once I get settled in to wherever I end up, then I'll go ahead and start uploading content on the regular. But if you have any suggestions, hey, put them in the comment section. Of course, I'm looking at Texas, possibly, you know, Arizona or back to my home state. But anywhere other than Cuckafornia, anywhere other than a heavy blue state or area. And with that being said, all these people out here that are living in RVs, yeah, their time is coming too. Because, yeah, I've been looking behind the scenes and, yeah, they're about to start really cracking down on RV and van life out here in Cuckafornia. To the point to where they have something called van lords. Yeah. Van landlords. People are literally renting parking spots in RV parks for $2,500 a month. Yeah. You can't tell me that that's not some kind of scam. But hey, once again, like I said, liberals, Democrats, never let a good tragedy go to waste. Find some way to nickel and dime the residents. Oh, and the mileage tax? Yeah, that's something that's already getting ready to get put into play that people really don't know about. But hey, once again, it is what it is. With that being said, gents, like I said, I'm going to be offline for a few weeks. Once I get everything situated, I'll be back. And I'll upload whenever I can. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Any places I should look at moving to? As long as it is not a liberal fucking area. That would be my only criteria. And with that being said, gents, I'll say this on the way out. For all those women who are complaining, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you thought you had by being a strong, independent woman that don't need no man, now you ended up mobily homeless. Yeah, that power definitely goes out. Feminism and the idea that there was always going to be a man to rescue you in your time of need, yeah, that's gone out right along with it. Because just like a lot of men out there, ladies, you need to go ahead and put your big girl pants on and figure it the fuck out. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.